Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, it's 10 past 10.
Get the mic, for God's sake.
At the young of heart age of 93, she doesn't look like this to call us. We call her.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
Thank you.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, lucky ducky, you in at the Super Bowl. Oh, how, what a thrill.
It's been pretty cool, Margaret. Very cool.
You watch it all? Pretty cool. Oh, gosh, what a sight. The nearest I got was watching 77 Sunset Strip when I was young. It was a bright show on the television. A couple of smart young fellas and driving a Cadillac down the strip was lovely. It was a good show.
Hey, Margaret, the history of Vegas has been on display this week, and one of the big historical things in Vegas is, of course, the shows here, the residencies, where some of the old singers, and still to this day, you know, Adele's got a residency at Caesars, and Donny Osmond's got a residency, and you two have now got a residency. Who were the ones back in your day where you thought, gee, I'd love to go to Vegas and see dinner and a show and watch them in a residency?
Well, I can't remember, Hutchie. I only remember the 77 Sunset Strip. I'd never forget that. It was a colossal show. And these two good-looking young fellas and used to drive this big limousine or a Cadillac or a Pontiac or whatever it was. And it was a good show. And
Were you Frank Sinatra or Elvis Presley?
Oh, yes, I like Frank Sinatra, yes. I like anybody who's musical, yep.
What about Burt Bacharach?
No, I liked him. I listen to him now sometimes on the television. I turn to that 848 channel and listen to the music sometimes.
What about
There's no
Wayne...
cricket on, I turn to the music.
Another one, what about Wayne Newton?
No, he was after him. He was younger than, a lot younger, I think, Wayne Newton.
Did you have a record player?
Yes, I had a record player, and we had Mrs. Mills and Perry Comer and Engelbert Humperdinck. Johnny Matheson. Frank Sinatra, of course.
What's your favourite ever record you had back in the day?
I love Engelbert Humperdinck. I love Engelbert Humperdinck. He used to sing some beautiful... Of course, we had what they were called love songs. They were real love songs, and they were lovely.
Wayne Newton did a press conference here on Monday, I'm told.
Did he?
Really?
I think Jared...
Yeah. How old would he be?
Oh, he wouldn't be young.
He wouldn't be young.
Well, yep. he was in the Vegas Vacation movie, and he looked about 60 then. He's 81.
He's old.
81. Oh, he's a young fella.
He's old. He hasn't caught up to me, but he's old. You're getting old when you're in those eights.
You're 93.
I'm 93. I can't believe it, to tell you the truth.
Well, you're still going.
However, I'm there.
Did you watch Davey Warner last night? What did you think?
I watched it. Oh, it was good to see Davey back. 70-odd, mate. He was in rare form. He was enjoying it, too. Thoroughly enjoying it. He was quite good. I liked him. And I kept saying to myself, you know, I don't know whether you should have retired. I think you could have had a bit longer in thing. But, however, he was good there.
It might be his go, though. I mean, that is going to be his
go. He might have a comeback one day. Who knows?
Well, I think he's going to just stick to the short form stuff, Margaret, and he'll be very good at it.
Well, they could have picked some, I've said this to you before, they could have extended his career in test by just playing in home tests. He's an Australian-based batter in test cricket, and he struggled overseas. If they turned the overseas trips off 2-3 years ago, he'd have played another year or two in Australia, I'm sure.
Mm. I think he could have too. And looking at him last night, didn't he look as if he was enjoying himself? And he was feeling free, you know. He just batted freely.
Well, he had a great career, so good to see him back.
King David, he was flogging him. King David.
He's an electric player. He's an electric player, Tim David, no question about that. And how are you feeling about the Blues? You got some injuries in the lead-up to round one.
We're getting some injuries. I wish they'd just stop playing in those stupid practice matches, pushing them hard. I'd leave them alone. We never used to do those in the old days. But, yeah, you get a few injuries. I hope they're not bad ones. I hope they can get over them. And I'm feeling a bit the way everybody's talking. They're saying they're going to be good. Well, now you've got to wait and see. The proof will be in the pudding, isn't it? It's always in the pudding.
Yeah.
But wait and see.
Well, they've lost Silvani for the year. I mean, Weeders is looking.
I know, and I, you know what? I could have cried. And a little bit of me, you know what a little bit of me says? A little piece of me says, I hope we don't make the grand final because I want Jack Silvani to play in it because he's played all his life playing for a final and he's out. So I think they could wait another year.
Well, they're hard. You just take them if they're there, Margaret. If they're
good, I know that. That's a silly thing to say. It tells you I'm old when I say silly things like that. But that's how I feel. I really feel for Jack. I'd cry if he wasn't in it, because he lives for the grand final, as they all do. I know.
It's been 25 years since they were in the grand final.
They've all played in grand finals except Jack. His grandfather, his father, and now I want him. Yeah. So you get well, Jack.
Big news off the text here, Pix, off the 40 Wings temper text. The Dinglebird Humperdinck is touring Melbourne in May, which is when Margaret's birthday is.
He'd be pretty old.
Well, he was born on
the 2nd of May, of course.
He was born on the 2nd of May, 1936, so that'll make him 88 in May.
Yeah. But
a few off the text say he's touring in May.
Really?
Is that right?
Well,
that hard to believe.
You want to go along?
Oh, it would be great, wouldn't it? It'd be fantastic. Oh, goodness.
What don't we organise that as part of your birthday present?
My birthday? I didn't hear you, Hutchie.
I think we should do that a little bit of a part of your birthday.
Oh,
he's playing.
Oh,
he's playing
you're doing
Thursday.
That for me. My goodness. Oh, that'd be. Oh.
Where's
Dinglebird Humperdinck. Oh, my goodness. He's just a beautiful singer.
Well, I tell you what, Thursday, the 23rd of May, according to Google, at Hamer Hall in Melbourne, lock it in.
Really? My God, I'll keep well for that.
I reckon that'll be right up Amanda's alley too. I reckon
I think Amanda would like that.
Yeah, I'm unavailable to go that night, unfortunately.
Come on, Pix.
Amanda and
come on, Pixie.
I just looked at my calendar. Unfortunately, I'm unavailable.
No, I've got your calendar.
I reckon
you are available.
I'm telling you.
Look at you two duck shoving. You two are duck shoving.
No, it's unfortunate. I would have loved to have gone, but I have got a
full year's card. The Joey flew over the wall.
Just have a look at my diary. I reckon I'm with you that night, Pix.
Joey flew over the wall.
And Sammy said, I'm speaking at a men's conference that night.
My diary says
something on. You say the same thing. I got something on that night. Oh my God!
So you looked.
My husband and I loved it. We went to nice. Oh no, I'm not sure whether we did. I'm just going to say I went to a nice place to see him in Melbourne. He came to. I'm not sure whether it's him or another guy that sings just like him. Anyway, forget that. I'll work on that one. Oh, that sounds something for me to look forward to, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, I already heard from Amanda. She's delighted to take you. So that's my my EA and great contributor to our business, Amanda. So she was here to take you on the Thursday the 23rd. How good's that? So lock it in.
That sounds great, doesn't it? And, oh, God, I'll keep well for that.
And that'll be a great month of May as we celebrate. And thanks to Todd and a couple of others off the text who pointed out that he was touring. I didn't know he was still with us, but there you go.
I knew he was with us, but I didn't think he'd still be able to sing. But then Dean Martin sang for a long time, and so was Neil Diamond. So there you go.
He might invite you up on stage for a dance.
Oh, well, wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? And, you know, he sings that beautiful song. I saved the last waltz for you, two lonely hearts together. He sings that beautiful. He will sing that. That's one of his favourites. He will sing that. If he's there singing, he will sing that song, I betcha.
We better get you to sing us out an Inglebird Humperdinck song.
Oh, God, don't put me on the spot.
Or any song
that.
You like today. Little song,
all
any
right,
song you like.
All right, well, after all of that, I should see... Oh, do you know what? I can't... Oh, you know what? When my mother was a young girl and I was a kid, she used to stand by the sink and she could whistle beautiful. And she'd whistle... In the shade of the old apple tree, two wonderful eyes I don't see. You see, I'm all up to putter. Forget it. I'm going. See you later, fellas. Have a great time. And over there at the Super Bowl. Wished I was with you. Bye for now. Love you all.
Thanks for the flowers, Sammy.
They were beautiful.
Yeah, we love you. Bye, Margaret. Margaret from Sunbury joining us. And Inglebird Humperdinck. He's locked in. There we go. How's that going to be? I've got to find some tickets picks, but I'll get my cast on mind of that on Monday.
Right.
We'll figure that out.